UNC System President Margaret Spellings and her community college counterpart shared a stage in Charlotte last night with House Speaker Tim Moore. They fielded questions about how to make higher education more affordable and accessible. WFAE's Lisa Worf has more.
One way state lawmakers are trying to do that is by reducing in-state tuition to $500 per semester at three universities: Western Carolina, UNC Pembroke, and Elizabeth City State. Out-of-state tuition will be $2,500 per semester. An ECSU alum, A.L. Fleming, told House Speaker Tim Moore he likes that plan, but worries it'll be short-lived.
Will there be funding available? Those in-state and out-of-state students are saying, why enroll with the possibility of it changing on me in the middle of my four-year degree?
Well, and that's certainly a reasonable question. My answer is I certainly support continuing it, and we're wanting to see what the results are. We're wanting to see if it's actually producing the results that we believe it will and that we believe it has, of allowing students to come in and afford it who otherwise wouldn't, who are actually completing their degree, graduating, not going in as debt as much. And I think it's a great example we can continue to build on.
To offset the loss of tuition dollars at these schools next year, the General Assembly set aside $51 million. Spellings made clear she strongly supports the program, but pointed to more targeted ways to defer costs for students statewide.
When we reduce tuition, it's like peanut butter. Everybody gets it. But one of the things that I'm really struck by, and we'll be talking with the Board of Governors about this next meeting, is, you know, we can be very strategic with financial aid. With just $1,000 or $1,500 can get students.
As an example, she pointed to UNC Charlotte's 49er Finish program that invites former students who left school with more than 90 credits to finish their degrees. The Community College System's acting president, Jennifer Haygood, mentioned small grants some states have used to give low-income students a better chance of completing their degrees.
And for our students, a lot of times, those grants need to be provided to fix the car when it breaks down, or emergency babysitting, or, you know, those types of life happens episodes.
Governor Roy Cooper also made a brief appearance. He said businesses tell him they want a well-trained workforce. He urged them to use their political capital to pressure politicians to invest in education and to go a step further to stop cutting the corporate income tax. For WFAE News, I'm Lisa Worf in Charlotte.